We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run Finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.
From MLB Network. Also, part of the calls to the GM Shuffle podcast with Michael Lombardi. Adnan Virk is with us. Adnan, how are you? Thanks for joining us.
I'm doing great, guys. Thanks. A pleasure to be with you. How's everything going?
It's going really well, man. We're excited to be watching some sports, right? Things are crazy, but it's fun to watch some sports. And, you know, baseball's had their problems, but, you know, knock on wood, it seems like maybe by Friday we'll have all 30 teams playing, I hope.
I know. Wouldn't that be incredible? It's
interesting.
Yeah. As tough as it's been, and there's no question, listen, who among us could have expected a couple of outbreaks with the Marlins and the Cardinals? But having said that, I do think that the players have kind of learned from the situation. That's not to point blame at anybody. Listen, things happen. Mistakes are made, whatever. But, you know, now that we know the protocols are in place, they're very strict. We'll follow it. Baseball has made some changes, right? I mean, the equivalent of having a chaperone now, right? We've got an actual protocol officer with the teams making sure separate guys and make it easier for them. And, listen, the bottom line is this. How great was it to see the Marlins back on a baseball field and they win?
Talk about
a team easy to root for, right? It's like the Indians of Major League. What league you playing?
Yeah.
California Penal. Here we go. And as far as the Cardinals are concerned, you say, oh, my God, is this another disaster? But they're going to play baseball on Friday. So it's not the worst thing in the world. Take a few days off.
Did you recognize many of those players in the Marlins?
A couple of them, you know, obviously Lewis Brinson, who unfortunately has not really paid out so far as well as we were hoping. Francisco Cervelli, sure, you know him obviously from the Yankees and the Pirates, but after that, I mean, listen, there's some guys in there. They had an Olympic, I believe there's an Olympic short track speed skating medalist who's on the team. They've got two guys, I believe, named Josh Smith on the team, two pitchers.
Yes.
And Mattingly even made
Josh
a joke.
A, Josh D.
That's right, Josh D. Even Mattingly made a joke at one point. It's like football. I'll just say, hey, 43, you take center field. You got to go up, let's go. So, listen, it was certainly bizarre. But the guy is Michael Hill, the president of baseball operations, because that's pretty tough. To be able to grab guys. Listen, Pat Venditti, we remember him, the switch pitcher. He's on the team now as well. So you cobble together.
We're talking with Adnan. Adnan, we still have you? There you go.
Yeah, I got you guys. I think you get through a few games, you can certainly do it.
We're talking with Adnan Virk of MLB Network. Let's talk about the Indians here a little bit, who, you know, dropped four in a row before last night. But even though they scored four runs, still only three hits last night. And their bats have been awful. I mean, even some of their key guys. I mean, I was a little concerned about the lineup coming in. You know, you don't want to panic after 12 games, but the reality is we're at the quarter pole of the season, or the 20% mark of the season already. So you got to turn that lineup around quick, as great as their pitching's been, you know?
100%. And that's one of my things I was saying. You know, even as concerning as it's been with the Marlins and the Cardinals, you can hang on. We're 10 games down, only 50 to go. Right?
Yeah.
Like in the past, you'd say, oh, my God, this is going to fall. It's only 50 more here, boys. Let's go. Let's get to Labor Day. And after that, we'll feel even better. And specific to Cleveland, I mean, I was stunned by the numbers yesterday. I was at MLB Network, and the second lowest batting average behind only the Pirates. And none of those guys have really gotten going yet, as you mentioned. So what is key, though, is their pitching. Like, my goodness, that stat I read about this first six starts, having every guy give up two earned runs or less. I mean, no one's done that since the Braves of the 90s, the Maddox, Clavin, and Smoltz. And I was talking to Terry Francona the other day on MLB Network Radio, and he was like, oh, come on, don't jinx this. Don't bring that kind of stuff up. But it is incredible to think, you know, Tom Verducci, the great SI writer in Fox Sports, MLB Network, he's comparing Bieber now to, like, DeGrom. Because I think he's like the DeGrom of the AL. And those numbers last night you saw, the fact that he's thrown that many innings and that many strikeouts, only the third pitcher in the modern era, along with Curt Schilling and Pedro Martinez, to be that good. All of which is to say, yes, you're right. The bats need to get better. And it's not just Lindor. It's up and down that lineup, because starting pitching like that, you don't want to squander that, especially in that division.
Yeah, it's a good point. What would you do if you're Tito? Like, he's been gone from the team. He's been battling a little bit of an illness here. So I'm not sure how much say he's got on the day-to-day, you know, lineups and things like that. I mean, is there something you would tweak up in our lineup to try and get it going?
No, it's hard. You know, the one thing I'll say is this. In the past, you kind of felt like this is the roster that you're dealt. But, you know, they're going with the 30-man roster. And there was some thought, remember originally they were going to go 28 and then 26. And they said, well, maybe they can just stick with 30, right? Like, guys are suffering from COVID, and you can let guys get in and out of the lineup. Instead, they're going to stick with 28 and go from there. Now, that's a couple more players you'd have on a roster than normal. And I think most teams would say, okay, let's get a couple of bullpen arms, right, for insurance. We're playing 60 games here. A couple of arms down the stretch can't hurt. I think in Cleveland's case, let's focus more on some offense. Let's use those extra roster spots for batters who may be specific to the pitcher they're facing, meaning, you know, a right-hander who hits lefties or a lefty who's great against righties. Rather than the arms, which, listen, your starters are outstanding, let's get a couple more bats. And obviously, you know, there's no minor leagues this year, so Cleveland has options in terms of promoting players they like to promote. Look what the Blue Jays did with Nate Pearson, how good he's been for them. So that's what I would do if I was Tito and the Indians. Use those roster spots to get a few more bats and try to manufacture some offense.
We're talking with Adnan Virk, MLB Network, also the GM Shuffle podcast. Adnan, let's talk about the other two teams in this division that are red hot, right? The Twins have won 5 in a row. The White Sox have won 6 in a row after they had started. After they had lost 4 of their first 5. Obviously, a couple of things here. We knew the White Sox would probably, this was the year they were going to step forward. Their offense has been great. Jimenez in particular has been phenomenal, especially with Tim Anderson out. But the Twins pitching, I think, is worth noting. They've only given up one more run than the Indians. Now, they played one less game. But if the Twins can pitch this well, they could beat anybody.
I completely agree, because I actually picked the Twins in the Central because of the Bomba Squad. Because, listen, over 300 home runs last season, they set the single-season record. If you prorate that over 60 games, it'd be 113 home runs. And you say, okay, if they get enough pitching. And you're right, Barrios, actually, his first start wasn't good at all. And, of course, he's right. The race. But Rich Hill looked great, giving him 5 good innings. Homer Bailey on a 1-year, $7 million contract. You know, Kenta Maeda. So it's been surprising. I love Rocco Baldelli. I think he's a terrific manager. And he certainly has the pulse of the team down. We saw how good they were a season ago, exceeding expectations. And, yes, over 60 games, you say maybe the Twins can pitch that well. Over 162, probably they couldn't. But I think those starters in particular, they're not fooling around. And those bats, I mean, listen, it's ridiculous. Up and down that lineup, even with Dalton now, that calf issue, you don't worry about it at all. Nelson Cruz is the RBI leader, and he's almost 40. Like, it's amazing how good their lineup is. Kepler and obviously the others as well. And Miguel Sano was quiet the first few games. They gave him a day off. He comes back on Saturday and hits 2 home runs. So, yeah, Twins are for real, no doubt about it.
Hey, back to the Indians, Adnan, for just a minute. Brad Hand pitched really well last night, but he'd not been good the last couple outings. There's a lot of talk between maybe putting Karinchak in that closer role. What do you do if you're the Indians? Who do you decide to close things out for the Tribe?
Very difficult, because as you said, you know, in a shortened season like this, normally a closer, he'd give him a little more rope, and you wouldn't feel bad about doing so. And now, when every game matters so much, Brad Hand, who's been so good for them in the past, a couple of bad starts, you go, let's mix this up. And I'll give you another example of a team that's dealing with that. That's Craig Kimbrel. Craig Kimbrel and the Cubs, he was disastrous in his first outing. They almost lost the game until Jeremy Jeffress came in and saved them. And he was so bad that David Ross, when he was asked, is Kimbrel still your closer, quipped, I'll get back to you on that one. Like, think about that. In the past, you'd say, Craig Kimbrel, come on. He's a 6-time All-Star. He's one of the game's great closers. You're paying him a bunch of money. Let's just work through this a couple of weeks, and he'll be fine. Instead, it's one bad performance he's done. Now, listen, Kimbrel was bad last year as well, so Ross, he's definitely looking at the totality of his performances. But in the case of Brad Hand, I don't think it's one bad start you're done, but I think it's maybe two or three, right? And you say, okay, hang on a second. Maybe we make him an 8th-inning guy or 7th-inning guy. It's crazy how much you have to change things on the fly right now, and I'm sure Cleveland's looking at that.
And why do you know, I am okay with the expanded playoffs because it's a weird season. I can live with it. I hope they don't stick with 8 teams in a 162-game season. I think it would be awful. What I particularly don't like, though, is the 1 seed playing the 8 seed, outside of the games being at home, and it doesn't matter because there's no fans, really have very little advantage. I think what they should have done, and I want your take on this, is the 3 division winners should have had this advantage that they're doing in the NBA for that 8-9 game, where the 1 seed The 1, 2, and 3 would only have to win one game in that first round, and the 6, 7, and 8 would have to win 2. The 4-5 wild card game could have been a true best of 3, but I think there should have been a bigger advantage for the 3 division winners. What say you?
I couldn't agree more. I mean, remember when the wild card first came about, and what happened? The wild card team kept winning. You go, well, this is ridiculous. Like, what's the point of the regular season if right. the wild card at 4 beats the 1, away we go? So they smartly said, okay, let's add a wild card game, so at least that will be a little more of a challenge for them. And I'm agreeing with you. Listen, I love the fact in baseball it's 10 of 30, okay? Only a third of the teams make it. NFL, yes. 12 of 30, that's fine. Basketball and hockey is ridiculous. Well, why should the majority of teams play the regular season to make the playoffs? I've never liked that. And you can argue, listen, we're getting more teams in the playoff pool. I get that. More players are happy to get a playoff year. I get that. TV networks are thrilled. Playoff games are where the money is at for Fox, for ESPN. So October is where the riches are made. Totally understand that. Point is this. I hate seeing an 8 versus a 1 and the 8 wins because you go, wait, you're rewarding mediocrity, right? You're rewarding parity. And it's always my issue with the Final Four. You love having one. You need one George Mason. But guess what? People would rather have a bunch of, you know, teams that end up being really good, like North Carolina's and Duke's, and then one Cinderella. Nobody wants a bunch of Cinderellas. You don't want 4-8s winning, and all of a sudden you say, wait, what's the point of playing 162 when these bad teams are rewarded? So I couldn't agree with you more. If they're going to do it, and I don't know if they're going to, I would say they're leaning yes, because like I said, the owners like it, more money, networks yeah. like it because it's better ratings, and of course the players like it, more playoff share. But I agree with you. If you do it, reward the division champions. Otherwise, what's the point of fighting tooth and nail to be the AL East champion yeah. if it's all about seedings?
And great stuff, man. We appreciate the time. Thanks for joining us.
All right. Thanks so much, guys. Take care. Cleveland rocks.
You too. There's
Adnan.
Check out the GM Shuffle podcast, Michael Lombardi. Check him out on MLB Network, MLB Radio as well.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.